the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, saints. Amen. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Maybe we'll begin the prophesying meeting. I'll just give a short intro. This is message 3. Maybe we can read the title of the morning revival. For those who have it, Living a Christian life and church life under the government of God for the economy of God. And then maybe we can read the title of week 3.
Life and building leadership epistles.
Amen. Hallelujah for life and building.
Amen.
I think, actually, maybe it's very helpful, too, if we could read the Roman numeral, the key statement 1. I think it's, doesn't have a page number, but it would be page number 1 in the outline. But just the first key statement, I think, would be good. Although
the subject of 1st and 2nd Peter is God's government, we need to see that everything concerning God's government should bring us back to the central focus and basic structure of these epistles, the triune God as our full enjoyment to carry out the economy of God.
Praise the Lord. So I think, when I first read this, I was looking at the title, and then I was looking at last week, where we were talking about living in the government of God, and here we have life and building. So I was thinking, how do these relate? But we actually need to see, right? There's this basic structure and the central focus of these epistles. Actually, the subject is on God's government, but this... the basic structure is God's economy, right? The triune God as our full enjoyment.
Amen.
And so maybe with that, we could, I would say, especially in 1 Peter chapter 1 and the first part of chapter 2, which is what we'll cover this morning, and then the beginning of 2 Peter. Maybe we could read Roman numeral 1 together.
The central thought of Peter's epistles and of the entire scripture is life and building.
Amen. Maybe we could read that again. Sorry.
The central thought of Peter's epistles and of the entire scripture is life and building.
Hallelujah. Wow, I think that's quite a statement, right? So what is, we do see these two matters, right? Life and building. In Peter's epistle, actually also the entire scripture. And so in A, right, we see life is the triune God embodied in Christ and realized as the Spirit, dispensing himself into us for our enjoyment. Right, so that's life. Life is the triune God dispensing himself into us, right? Embodied in Christ, realized as the Spirit. Actually, this life is just a person. This life is Christ. We can enjoy today as the Spirit. This is really... this person is this life. And building, what is this building? Right? The building is the church. The body of Christ. God's spiritual house as the enlargement and expansion of God. For the corporate expression of God.
Amen.
And actually in these verses, we see this is, right, not just in 1st and 2nd Peter. Actually, starting with Genesis, right? We have the Garden of Eden. And even... right, out of Adam, there was Eve, right? And it's signifying out of Christ that their church was produced. But we see, actually, there's this whole line, right, through the entire scripture. Actually, we see life, God, the triune God embodied in Christ and realized as the Spirit for our enjoyment, dispensing himself for our enjoyment, and building, which is the enlargement, the expression. And then in B, it says, right, Christ is the seed of life, is the power of life. And this is drawing from 2 Peter 1, 3-4, right? It's granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness for the building up of the church as the rich surplus of life and the expression of life through the growth and development of life. So actually, these are really precious points that this is what we see in Peter, right? We've been granted all things which relate to life and godliness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So these are, I think we've all heard these, right? But in some sense, we should be reminded, right? And we should not lose sight, right? Even when we are touching the matter of God's government. Even when we're touching our living under God's government, right? We should not lose sight. Actually, God is dispensing himself into us.
Amen.
He's imparting more of himself into us as life, right? Yes. And then the issue of this life, what is this? This is the building, right? So praise the Lord. So maybe we can read Roman numeral 2 together.
God's goal is to have a spiritual house filled up with living stones.
Hallelujah. Brothers, let's read this.
God's goal is to have a spiritual house filled up with living stones.
Sisters, let's.
God's goal is to have a spiritual house filled up with living stones.
Praise the Lord. Right. Oh, this is such a precious point, right? And actually, I think it brings out here, actually, Peter has some revelation of this, right? Lord Jesus, right? So, okay, in A, it says, as life to us, Christ is the incorruptible seed, right? But actually, also, he's the living stone, right? And this is for God's building. So he's a seed imparting his life. Actually, also, he's the stone, which is constituting us for the building. And so Peter, actually, we see this revelation is presented by Peter, right? Peter had the revelation that when he first met the Lord, right, he said, I say to you, you are Peter, right? You are Petra, which is the stone, right? But then it's, actually there was a revelation of Christ as the stone, right? Even Amen. the cornerstone, actually Amen. The foundation stone, right? So he received this revelation that Christ is the stone, and also, and the believers are also living stones.
Right.
And so this word in 1 Peter 2 is so precious, right?
Amen.
Coming to him, a living stone,
Amen.
Rejected by God, but with rejected by men, but with God chosen and precious. Right? You yourselves also,
Amen.
As living stones,
Amen.
Right? You yourselves also, as living stones,
Amen.
Are being built up, right?
Amen.
Into a spiritual house.
Amen.
Hallelujah, right?
Amen.
So Christ is the living stone. We are also living stones.
Amen.
So we are being, as this life is growing within us, right? As we are partaking of the incorruptible seed, right? The triune God is dispensing himself into our being, right? Actually, we're being constituted as stones.
Amen.
So this is really wonderful and marvelous. Praise the Lord. Right? Even though we're men of clay, we're being stonified.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
We're yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're being made into suitable for God's building.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let's read Roman numeral 3.
Since God's building is living, it is growing. The actual building up of the church as the house of God is by the believers of life.
So I think there is really so many precious points within here. And so we see, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I think we all know these truths. Hopefully. And if we haven't, we should really get into the ministry in these verses because it's so precious.
Amen.
But, okay, so what does it mean? Actually, we need to grow, right?
Yes.
We should be growing. This is to grow, right? Even, Lord, right, in verse 1, where there's the putting away of many things. And then there's the growing by the guileless milk of the word, right?
Yeah.
And so I really don't want to speak on these things. I hope the saints can really bring them all out.
Yes. Amen.
But we need to grow.
Yes.
There's so many items in which we need to
right.
experience right. the Lord, allow him to grow in us.
That's right.
Right. Actually, none of these truths, in some sense, if we don't experience them, right, it doesn't really matter.
Yes.
If we have the knowledge of Christ, but we don't have Christ, right, We have. There's no reality.
Right? That's right.
So we need this life.
Yeah.
We need to lay hold of that which is really life, right?
That's right.
Which is just this person.
Amen.
So maybe let's read Roman numeral 4 together.
Yeah.
The holy priesthood, the coordinated body of priests, is the built-up spiritual house.
Amen.
God wants a spiritual house for his dwelling. And a priestly body, a corporate priesthood for his service.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I think this is really wonderful, right? A, it says we're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession.
Amen.
So royal priesthood denotes our service to God, holy nation, our being a community for God, and people acquired for a possession, our preciousness to God.
Amen.
So we're a house for his dwelling, and a priesthood for his service. Amen. So this is actually what this looks like in today's church life, right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so I hope all the saints can really bring out their experience of life and building this week, and our not just the doctrinal knowledge, but also our experience of this.
Amen.
And then I also just encourage the saints. I know we're serving today, so any especially those who have to leave, we should be bold to share with each one. Right?
Amen.
And I think also maybe we can limit to 3 minutes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord. Since I have to serve, so I just want to share something that really touched me in this message by Wayne Mulligan. Heard of Wayne Mulligan? For the section number 3, where he says, since God's building is living, it is growing. The actual building of the church as the house of God is by the believer's growth in life.
Right.
And then he shared one of the key, so we need to grow.
Right.
Because if we don't grow, the church is not built up. Mm-hmm. See? So, it's a joke. Because the church is not the stones. It's not the physical building. The church is the believers. So if we don't grow in life, then the Lord does not have the church in order to return. And he shared about several points, 4 things that are obstacles to the growth in life. And there was one point that he shared, and he gave a personal subjective testimony. He was sharing this testimony of his to 3,000 saints. There were so many saints in the Thanksgiving conference. Mm. And I was thinking, I don't know if I would have had the courage to share that, but he shared it. And it was so rich, so touching, saints. It was not his own subjective personal experience with the Lord, showing his relationship with the Lord, so close. And I don't know if you know Brother Ray's background, but he's an attorney from New York. And he got captured way back into the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
And the point he shared that really touched me was the first point, the first obstacle, is when our aim is not Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're aiming for something else.
Mm-hmm.
And we're aiming for a good education.
Mm-hmm.
Aiming for a good, happy family life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Aiming for a good career. Aiming for a good job, anything that is not Christ, then we will be filled with all, natural concepts and human concepts that are all part of Brother Lee's share. This is the darkness of human concept. And this refers to Ephesians 4, where Apostle Paul says, this therefore I say and testify in the Lord that you do no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk in the vanity of their mind. So the vanity of our mind being darkened in their understanding.
Amen.
And Brother Lee shared that all human concepts and natural concepts apart from Christ is darkness. I just was so touched, saints, that we have to be very careful because they do frustrate our going on with the Lord. And then he went on the other points like hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And you read Matthew, how much the Lord hates hypocrisy.
Right.
And told the Pharisees, they say, but they do not do.
Yeah.
They say, and they do not do. So the brother Ray shared, we need to be careful with the young people in the meetings. Don't share things where you don't practice.
Mm-hmm.
You do not do, but you tell them to do.
Yeah.
That's being a hypocrite. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord Jesus.
Yesterday, I supposed to serve young people. apologize for to the young people and young people parents. I miss it because yesterday afternoon I have a dental procedure and I feel I probably need to stay home. But you know, during the week when I was preparing the material, I was very touched that the message, I think some sense edited from the life study of Mark. And there, that chapter 3, there's a section about the Lord choosing 12 disciples. Mm. And in the past, I didn't pay much attention. I always feel among the 12, there's one bad guy. another 11 is a good guy. But I think Brother Lee's message remind me, actually, these other 11, I don't want to say it's good guy or bad guy, but if in our human nature right. view, yeah. they are not at all beating for building, mm-hmm. right? Like the sons of thunder, right?
yeah.
And basically right. everyone was compete with one another to be yeah. greater. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know Peter, he failed so many times. None of them is good for the building. Mm-hmm. And so when I was reading, I just very convicted about me. Although I have been chosen by the Lord, but I definitely not good for the building. So when I'm reading that morning revival, I was very, very touched. You know, Peter really is like typifies, right? We just like him. You know, although we've been chosen by the Lord, we really need to go through a process of transformation. And I believe, you know, Peter fully understand it by his experience. So if we look at the four gospel, the Lord actually revealed to Peter his stones, right? And the Lord himself is also the head of the corner, right? And also the rock. But I was wondering when Peter realized that we are living stones. Mm-hmm. He is the living stones. Mm-hmm. And we are all living stones.
Amen.
I believe he have this experience even after the Lord departed. He experienced this coming to him.
Amen.
I believe he have this revelation by coming to him.
Amen.
So he himself being transformed into the living stone.
Amen.
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 That's right. That's right. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
So, like, this topic of life and building is not unfamiliar to us,
yes.
right? Reading the Lord's Recovery, we hear this term so much, right? From even with the our reading of the life study, right? From Genesis all the way to the end, right?
Amen.
Revelation. In Genesis, you know, you see this life God created, and you see these precious stones, but in New Jerusalem, there is this build-up city, right?
Amen.
All the precious stones.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. You know, this is actually what God is actually building. That's his eternal economy. But he's building, you know, his spiritual house, you know, through the chosen ones.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, we're all the chosen ones.
Amen.
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 So he's in the process of making us the precious stones, right? I mean, we were once out of Adam. We all actually Adam's race. Adam is basically red earth, right? We were all earth.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He actually renamed us. Actually, each one of us is actually Peter, right? I mean, Peter's original name was Simon. Actually, yeah. Simon is a Latin form for Simeon. So it's really the... You know,
yeah,
right?
Amen.
And actually, that meaning it means actually also a good name is actually he hears. That means God hears, right? So his parents actually must be a very devout, right, believer. And praise the Lord. The Lord did definitely hear, right? Hears all the prayers throughout the century. He has sent his only begotten son.
Amen.
And, you know, at that time, Peter was the called one. And the Lord actually was, you know, renaming him to be Peter. Yeah, just like what Brother Kyle mentioned, you know. Actually, if we look at ourselves, we don't feel like we actually are actually stones. Right? We're just earth, you know. We're just, a lot of times we're just so fragile, and a lot of times we're just not good for fitting. Even, let's say we are stone, we could be like just these rocks we just pick up on the road, right? Full of, you know, sharp angles, right? It's not good for building.
No,
but the Lord is actually doing all his chiseling work, right? He's actually preparing us. You know, the sharp corner, you will smooth it out, right? Now, of course, some, you know, actually the message mentioned, some of them may, of us, maybe, you know, by nature, when we brought up, we were actually pretty smooth, right? You know, have very smooth relationships. Sometimes we may think that is actually spiritual, but that's also a natural man, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of a naturally, you know, smooth or naturally unsmooth, we all need to go through the process. Yeah, I really like this this illustration of this petrified forest, right? You know, the petrified forest is actually formed by, you know, like all these mud or whatever dust that cover it. So, and then, you know, all the water full of minerals actually going through it. And throughout the years, like many, many years, actually it'll become, like, all, you know, the inside actually being replaced actually by all these minerals.
Amen.
Actually, the Lord is actually doing this
right.
Every day.
Amen.
But we need to first, what? You know, cooperate with Him.
Amen.
First, we need to love Him, right?
Amen.
Actually,
Amen.
When the Lord was calling Peter three times,
Amen.
Do you love me?
Right? Love me.
Amen. So, I believe the Lord is actually calling us a lot all the time.
Yeah.
Love Him.
Amen.
Amen. And then turn to Him.
Yeah.
When we love Him, we love His Word, right?
Yeah.
Love the milk of the Word, the
Amen.
Godless milk of the Word, right?
Amen.
As opposed to all the malice, jealousy, whatever, all these items, right? Actually, when I read this portion, sorry, I just a little bit more time. When I read this portion, I kind of refer back to Paul's writing, right? Basically, we need to take off the old man. We need to put on the new man.
Amen.
Right? And longing for the godless milk is actually we need to exercise our spirit, right?
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord. Oh, may the Lord really gain our heart to be
Amen.
In this word of milk every day.
Amen.
To be really infused by His word, to replace
Amen.
Our natural elements, right? So that we can be really be transformed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. The I had to stand up. The Lord is speaking this morning.
Yes.
So I want to follow the brothers. So let the Lord continue speaking.
Amen.
I want to follow these brothers. The Lord is speaking in the brothers. I want to speak. Brother Lee, so we are very blessed to be here and hear over and over life and building.
Amen.
Life and building. But this week I was very happy. Wow, it's right here. Life and building is right here in 1 Peter chapter 2.
Amen.
And verses 2 to 5.
Amen.
Right here. Here it is. Here it is. So it's one thing to hear it, but we need to see it.
Yeah.
We need to see it. So verse 2 says, very quickly, verse 2 says, as newborn babes.
Amen.
That's something organic. That's
newborn
something
babes.
Living, something of life. Desire the guileless milk of the Word.
Amen.
Milk that you may grow.
Amen.
There's life, there's growth. So having life, living stones mean there's life and there's growth.
Amen.
We need to desire the guileless milk. So we need to put off all the guile, all those negative things, at the, right? So put them off. Hate those things.
Amen.
So that we may, otherwise, our desire for the guileless milk will disappear.
Yeah.
We need to desire the guileless milk. The milk is for, it nourishes our soul. That means it's firstly related to our mental faculties.
Amen.
We need to understand what we read and what we pray over. But then the wonderful thing is, it nourishes our spirit.
Amen.
We are nourished spiritually with the life, with life, the divine Zoe life. And the issue is, there's an issue, there's a result. This is salvation.
Amen.
Now, this is all one sentence from verse 2 to verse 5. One sentence. So that means they're all related.
Right.
So it doesn't stop with just saying, grow unto salvation. It says, as living stones. And he's a Christ, coming to Christ, a living stone. Then we're a living stone. You also as living stones. Being built.
Amen.
So salvation, growth in life, results in salvation. Salvation in these verses, in this one sentence, is building.
Amen.
Life and building.
Amen.
Right here in 1 Peter 2.
Amen.
So this is a wonderful thing. Brother Lee didn't start seeing this. I'm out of time. Brother Lee didn't start seeing this until 1956. Here we are. I just felt like I just saw it for the first time. Right here, 1 Peter.
Amen. Brother Lee shared that life and beauty. Amen. It starts from the Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, when he mentioned of the tree of life. Out of the ground, Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is present to the sight and good for food. As well as the tree of life. First time. Talk about life.
Amen.
And did not stop there. Chapter 2, verse 22. He said, Jehovah God, build the rest. Build life and beauty. Build the rest. Which he had taken from the man into the woman. And brought her to the man. You see, life mentioned from the Genesis. Also mentioned about the building. Amen.
Amen.
God gave us a Zoe life. Want us to build up together.
Amen.
Amen. What do you think, Peter? When God changes his name, Simon Bajan. Amen. Simon Bajan. I will give you a new name. Since that day, change his life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
What mean the Peter? Our sister knows. Even the Spanish right say Patras.
Patras.
Amen. Little stone. But what it means I will build my church on the rock is a Patra. That's a right. Complete. Many stone built up like a rock. Hallelujah. God changed his name, changed his life, but wanted him to be building stone. That's why he said, Lord is a living stone. We are the living stone.
Amen.
Build up a holy temple.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we need to exercise our spirit, including me. I was hesitating to stand up. Lord Jesus, this week's message is about life and building. We are building the church, not outward activity, but it's life. In the church life, we need to grow in life, in
Amen.
Order to build the church.
Amen.
And in numeral 3, this one is mentioned that in order to grow in life, we need to take care of the A is mentioned, we need to take heed to take care of the inside, our spirit, our heart,
Amen.
To love the Lord, our spirit, our heart needs to be pure to the Lord. And then being it mentions is our soul, our mind need to have a clear goal. Our clear goal is Christ, not to be hypocrite, this double standard in our life. Lord Jesus, not to become rebellion, that is not obeying God. If God wants us to stand, to share, we need to stand. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And also our natural capabilities, our goodness is not good in the church building.
Amen.
I told my boss that I'm, I want perfect. I'm perfectionist. Mm-hmm. If I bring my perfectionist into church, this church will nobody here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And number C is outward. Outwardly, we need to be limited. We should not be malice. Malice, I check the dictionary. Malice is causing harm to the others.
Right.
That is the root cause.
Amen.
And then gall is deceptive. I'm using a trick.
Amen.
And then it's a hypocrisy. It's double standard.
Amen.
I impose something to do, you to do, not me to do.
Right.
In fact, it's hatred. I hate you.
Yeah.
And the result is what, brothers and sisters, in the church meeting, we should avoid this evil speaking.
Amen.
That is, brothers, mentioned. Yes. The outcome is evil speaking.
Amen.
How to avoid this one? How to be renewed in this one? We need to come to the guileless word.
Amen.
To the word of the Lord.
Amen.
The word of the Lord will come to our mind, like Brother Tom said, when we come to the living stone.
Amen.
That word will become assimilated into our mind. From the mind go to our spirit, so we will avoid all the obstacle to growth in life. And the last one brothers mentioned, is all of us will become priests. Oh Lord, this is God's ultimate goal, building the church, all of us to become priests. We need to serve God and to serve the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
When the life is depositing in us,
yes,
and make home in our spirits,
yes,
we can outflow.
Yes.
The outflow is our priest, our priest function,
yes,
to offer Christ. That is what brothers, the first one. The second one is to offer sinners, and the third one is to offer ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we have the seed of life in our spirit, mm-hmm, but the Lord wants us to be a living stone in our soul, in our living. But many times we don't live what we preach, right? And this is what the Lord said. That's why the Lord said, do what they say, not what they do. And this is an obstacle in our life. Many obstacles we have in our life, right? And sometimes we want to teach our kids, you know, you have to do this, you have to be like that, but we don't do it. We don't practice what we want to teach them, you know, what we're teaching them. And we need to pray, we need to ask the Lord always for repentance, you know, to help us to be, you know, to be guided by His life, Christ that we have in Him, in us. So we really, yeah, we become hypocrites. Like Brother Mark was sharing about God's building once. Yeah, he said, I am a hypocrite. He said that. I said, what? Mm-hmm. Yes, we are hypocrites.
Yeah.
You know, we are hypocrites because we like to teach or we have to share things that sometimes we don't do. Oh, don't go into social media too much. Don't do this. Don't do that. Too much into this and that. But we go, the first thing we do, you go into this and start watching. Do this. So this is what happened to us. But the good thing is that we have the life. So we have the life that we can always come back to Him, to Christ, and say, Lord,
Amen,
forgive me.
Amen.
I need you. Help me. I can't be humble in myself. I cannot do this without you. So we need to really humble ourselves to the Lord
and cry out to Him and repent to Him.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I need your help. Make me a living stone.
Yeah.
I just don't want to have your life in my spirit. I want you to make me a living stone in myself, in my soul. You know, transform my mind, my emotions, my will. You know, it is a matter of transformation, growing in Christ Jesus. So we need to keep praying and reading the Word. See, a sister was sharing once, that was telling me that many people in another meeting hall, she said, they just read the morning revival, but never open the Bible. And she said, she raised up and shared that the morning revival is good, but it's a supplement. You see, you need to read the Bible also. You need to read the Bible and then supplement it with the life studies, with the morning revival. But many don't open the Bible, never open the Bible. That's what she told me. Many don't open the Bible. They just read the morning revivals, or not even the outline. Yeah. So we need to open our Bible too. We need to open our Bible and ask the Lord for mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Concerning life and building, there are many, many pictures in the Bible. Like the past year, a campus meeting went through the Exodus, and indeed there's a very vivid picture of life and building. Right when God saved children of Israel from Egypt, because He wanted them to have a regenerated life, right? Because the life when they were in Egypt is an Egyptian life, it's all creation. But when He saved them out of Egypt,
Amen.
He wants to give them the new life, the life of God, divine life. And today, the New Testament is the same principle. When we got saved, God wants to transform us. He infused Himself as a divine life into us. But God did not stop it there, right? He needed a tabernacle in the Exodus. So you can see in the last five chapters, a couple chapters in Exodus, God like instructed children of Israel to build Him up a building that is tabernacle. And today, in this age, is church, right? It's a body of Christ.
Yeah.
And also in the book of John, the Gospel of John, right? In the first 13 chapters, God revealed that He became a man and then became a life-giving spirit so that the people can receive the life. But then from chapter 14 to 28, God 24, right? God revealed that He wanted a mutual abode. He wants to dwell with us, and He wants us to dwell with Him. So that's the past Wednesday. It's a conclusion of our campus meeting. I really appreciate Brother give us some practical example that what does that mean to build up one another, right? To build up the church. We talk of this a lot, but how do we bring this into practice? And He provided us a couple points I feel beneficial to share with all the saints. First one is preaching the gospel, right? You know, we have something within us, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
In Matthew, right, when the master, before he went abroad, right, he gave the slaves a talent, and talent signifies Christ, right? We all have some Christ. We have one or two or five. We all have talents. So we have this talent to preach this Christ to others, right? And this is the first thing we can do, right? We have, on May 3, right, we have the gospel booth. And right this afternoon, we have the opportunity to preach the gospel. And second is to nourish others, right? We have some people like in spiritual life that is younger than us. We can also share our Christ
right,
to
amen.
Others, right?
Amen.
To overflow what we enjoy, what we experience to people, the saints around us. And the third one is perfecting. Right, perfecting others. And perfecting is to teach others to do what you are doing right now. Right? If you are really good
Amen.
At cooking, right, serving the food, you can just teach others. If you are very good at
right.
playing piano, right, just help others to have this serving. And if you are good at speaking, you are good at praying, you are good at reading the Bible, just help others around us to be perfected to do all these things.
Right.
And lastly, Amen. As he's prophesying, he who prophesied built up the church.
Amen.
So we all have right. something, right, throughout our week. We just share these things to others, and I believe all of us will be encouraged, will be nourished, whatever we share on the morning revival or from the recent conference, or just something, little things, or just a word has spoken from the Lord to you. And if we just open for these things, we are actually using our talents to earn more talents for the Lord. And this is how the church built up. So I just so encouraged that we need to practice to build up the church in our daily life. And, you know, the time is coming. The Lord really wants to come back. But unless the church is built up, He cannot come back. So may we all have this heart to cooperate with the Lord, to exercise our spirit, to use the talents to build up the church.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I also want to share. So the Roman numerals 3 says, since God's building is living, it is growing, the actual building up of the church at the house of God is by the believers' growth in life. Okay. So before we talk about the church building, so I want to relay to you the importance of this kind of building up. So before that, so I want to touch with you like the family, because most of people, they experience this kind of building up in their families. So like, you know, when you grow up, right, you have parents and you have some bondings, right? Different culture, maybe different, but a family is very important. You know, the father, mother, and they raise their son and daughter. It's like a strong building up can raise healthy children. So that's kind of a building up. So by the way, what is not a building up? For example, if the family, you know, the husband and the wife, they may meet together, but they're like, you know, very like a neutral warm toward their children. Some even don't care, right? So there's no building up. And that also has a big consequence, because the children, when they grow up, they're also hard to build up another strong family, right? So here, church is same principle. So let me ask you, does church building up just saying, we come into the meeting, just the meeting? The answer is no, because coming to the meeting, you may just fulfill your duty.
Right.
And in the end, if there's no building up, there's no life and no vigor. So the past Sunday, we were in the KPCC. So actually, the church, he said that the assembly of called out people.
Amen.
So the people have life, and called out, they have a divine life.
Amen.
That makes a huge difference. So the vigor, the very essence, is in the life. So that's the element. So I'm just to be short.
Amen.
So that's the element to build up. And building is so important. By build up, you actually activate life. I can give another example, right? Like, this morning I was nourished by participating in the food service. Because my life is very limited. My portion is very limited. But I joined a group of people. And about 8 of us, you know, just in the morning we kind of made food. But that process, it's kind of a build up, because I feel like my life got enriched.
Amen.
By this process. So we wish.
Amen.
Each one of us, we use our portion and put on a God's house, put on a God's altar, and God is going to make it. Enlarge your life and make your portion like a very valuable in the building.
Amen.
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 I make myself a very simple picture of this life and building, which is very encouraging for myself. In Peter's episode, there is one word, very, how to say, supply me, which is incorruptible. First Peter 1:23 says, having been regenerated not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through this, through the living and abiding word of God.
Amen.
We trust there's a seed we are regenerated by, which is incorruptible one.
Amen.
And we, it's a law for us to grow, for this seed to be growing. It's not hard. It's a natural law, right? Because when the spring comes, those who we like to gardening, they're like, you prepare the seed. Not all the seed will, you know, like sprout, right? There's a percentage. But this one, the one we are regenerated of, is an incorruptible one.
Amen.
This one has to grow. If we trust this word from the, Peter, from the Bible, then we need to trust. We are growing every day, with notice or without notice, with realization or without. There are things will hold us from this growing. But through the 10-10-10 nutrition, from the Word of God, from lots of dealings and conversations with the Divine One, with the Lord, we are growing definitely. But not just are individually growing, but we have to grow in the body.
Amen.
Growing is building up, as the Roman numeral 3 says. And also we need to serve, because when we don't just, you know, grow by ourselves and enjoy ourselves, but we are in the body, it's a body matter. Because we are chosen race, a royal priesthood. We don't serve as a priest without hood. I remember Manoro used to mention about this. We are in the body to serve. So in this corporate service, we will realize how our me, myself, is like. So we have to realize that through this corporate service, our priestly service to the Lord must be originate from Him, the Lord, as the God of measure, according to the measure, right? Not from ourselves. And all our priestly service must be according to His leading and His limitation.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are not actually in the service, we cannot, there's no way for us to realize where we are and how we shall be put in the body to grow together with the saints. So growing is the building.
Amen.
As long as we just living a normal Christian life, you know, eating Him and drinking Him and be together to serve with one another, and we are building up the church.
Amen.
For the Lord's purpose.
Amen.
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 That this message about life and building is very, very, very critical, and I appreciate brothers and sisters sharing about the obstacles. I just feel that the four obstacles are very critical, right? So the first talk about we not knowing the pathway of life and not taking Christ as our life. And the second one, hypocrisy, brother mentioned about that. And the third one is rebellion. And the fourth one is our natural capability. I just feel that I myself, I'm the constitution of these four. So, you know, I just feel that And it's interesting that before I was saved, I would not feel this. You know, I would feel that, oh, you know, these four are actually pretty, maybe not that bad. But I think that after we have more and more fellowship with the Lord, I think in our daily living and also in our service, the Lord would remind us. And I think that I was also very touched by this God of measure. You know, sometimes, like in the service or in our daily living, we want to do something. But actually, the more we fellowship with the Lord, the more we will feel that, you know, sometimes he actually limits us or restricts us. You know, I have not mentioned about my trip to California. Actually, this time we went, everything was not expected. You know, I'm the kind of person, you know, if I go to some place, I want to have like day one, day two, day three, and from 9 o'clock to 9 o'clock. All, you know, on the paper. And if I don't follow the schedule, I feel bad. So this time before we went, I was like, okay, so we will go to this place. And then we felt that we probably would be, Megan probably would be very busy, so we only scheduled 2 hours to see her. And then when we got there, all the places that I wanted to go, they are either canceled, and the boat, the ferry was also canceled. Everything last minute was canceled. And I just remember Monday, you know, like 2 hours before we left the national park, and the ferry was canceled. You know, Megan asked me, Megan said, oh, do you want to join our meeting, you know, on campus? Tonight Cassandra is going to do a testimony. And I was like, this was not in my plan. and I was still thinking, you know, like in the cafeteria, I was still thinking. So then I said, I would think about it. But then, you know, like in the parking lot, Kyle and I were like, oh, so what is the next step? Then I just feel that, you know, sometimes we are like very strong in our will, and we really, we were like so rebellious. Yeah. And then the Lord just reminded me, don't you want to listen to Cassandra's testimony?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we actually went to a place for a very short period of time. And we went back to the training, the campus place. And I just feel that, you know, it was like so enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that sometimes we don't want to follow the Lord, even if, you know, the environment does not allow us to do that. Mm-hmm. Even the brothers and sisters reminded us, even the Lord speaks to us, we still say no. But, you know, actually, whenever we have this willingness to say, Lord, I just give you a chance this time. Actually, the Lord is giving us a chance, not we are giving the Lord a chance. Then the Lord would work in us. And I feel that, you know, step by step, gradually, we can be built up.
Amen.
One that in this message that touched me is the milk. Brother mentioned in the morning we drink the milk, in the day it's transformation, mm-hmm. and at night in the meeting is the building. Mm-hmm. So the building is actually occurring in the meeting. Brother mm-hmm. says another stone with another stone knit together is not in the morning.
Right.
It's in the meeting. When we want to build the house of God, is all of us in the meeting.
Amen.
And also the milk is not the whole building. The milk is only the cornerstone. Need duplication of another stones to become the house of God.
Amen. Amen.
I think most I've shared. Does anyone else want to add something before we end?
Well, what an enjoyable meeting this morning. I really appreciated the Lord speaking, actually even through all the saints, this complete message that we see that not only for 1st and 2nd Peter, but actually this is really the central focus, the central thought of the entire scripture, right, to see that it's all about life and building. I just want to kind of go back to the beginning, because I feel like, you know, it's always good to have the proper definitions, right, that will help us to experience. So what is life?
Amen.
Life is a person. Okay, amen. This is not in the outline, but I just enjoyed that. Life is a person.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, life is a person.
Amen.
Life is a triune God.
Amen.
Embodied in this wonderful person, Christ.
Amen.
That is now realized as a spirit. And it's what? It's for dispensing.
Amen.
It's for the carrying out of his economy.
Amen.
And you know, did you notice there's one word here? For our enjoyment.
Amen.
Did you enjoy the triune God this week?
Amen.
Did you enjoy the triune God today?
Amen.
God is meant for man's enjoyment.
Amen.
Not just study, knowledge, but our enjoyment.
Amen.
But it's not just, it doesn't end there, right? Life is actually what? Life issues in building.
Yeah,
and so building is very important. Building is what? It is the church.
Yeah.
It's the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's a corporate expression.
Amen.
I appreciate what our brothers just shared at the end there. It's not a bunch of individuals are just merely experiencing and enjoy. And we sometimes might have that. You're enjoying Christ. I'm enjoying Christ. But Scott stays in his home. I stay in my home. There's no practical building.
Yes.
Right. We need to come together.
Amen.
We need to enjoy the Lord together. We need to pray with one another.
Amen.
Pray for one another. Pray for what is on one another's hearts.
Amen.
We need to serve with one another.
Amen.
In this way, God can really have what? His enlargement, his expansion, and this is really for his glory. Right? So we see life and building, right, throughout the epistles of 1st and 2nd Peter. But this morning, the Lord touched me. I just really to hone in on just a few words, because we realize that the building is really what is on God's heart, right? His economy is for the fulfillment of his building. And the saints have shared that this building is growing, right? It is not something physical, but it is something that actually takes place day by day. No one referred to this verse. I just want to read it just to, again, give us this impression. In Ephesians 2:21, it says, "In whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing." Brothers and sisters, this is the key phrase, thought. Actually, this is the burden of this message. The building is growing.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the building is growing.
Amen.
Not just living, but it is growing.
Amen.
And so the Lord asked me this question. Shepherd, are you growing? Actually, I think if we are honest before the Lord, we need to ask ourselves this question.
Right.
Yes. Am I growing? You know, one of my fears is, I could be, you know, I was born into the church life, my parents not here, but they're, you know, and, you know, I grew up coming to the meetings, and, you know, after, and I think most of us similar, you know, after a while, you could kind of figure out what things need to take place, what you need to do, what you need to say to get the serving ones off your back, you know. But the question is, am I growing?
Amen.
Or am I just here? I think some of the saints mentioned this. Am I just here in an outward way, even a formal way, right? Brothers and sisters, we need to grow.
Amen.
Oh, we need to have the aspiration. I would even use this word, desperation.
Amen.
Lord, I don't want to stay the same.
Amen.
I want to grow in life.
Amen.
And even a little bit further, not just me, but I'm burdened that the saints around me
Amen.
Will also grow in life.
Amen.
Our brother mentioned the matter of family. Our family members need to grow in life.
Amen.
Our church family needs to grow in life.
Amen.
My small group, the saints, need to grow in life. All of you, dear brothers and sisters, we all need to grow in life.
Amen.
And so the Lord just touched me again. Just two words, actually, this morning, yeah. This week. Because the growth, right, comes through what? The milk.
The milk. Hey.
It starts with the milk.
Amen.
And this is the milk of the Word.
Amen.
The Word. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God.
Amen.
But one word that I really appreciate Peter using is, and what a wonderful illustration. Luke is not here anymore. Newborn babe.
Yes, newborn
long babe. For the guileless milk of the Word.
Amen.
And that's the first word. Brothers and sisters, do we long for the guileless milk of the Word?
Amen.
And I looked up the word long. You know, this word means a yearning. Actually, it means a deep desire.
Amen.
The Lord deep convicted desire. Me. Whoa. Sometimes I don't treat the Word this Whoa. Way. I know I need the Word. Right? As a believer, I should read the Bible. But do I have a deep desire?
Amen.
Listen to this. Have an affection, even with some intensity. You know, when the baby is hungry, the baby makes a note, right, Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want milk. I want it now. Do we have that same intensity
yeah.
when it comes to the Word of God?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord just a gentle reminder.
Oh,
we
Lord.
Need to long for the guileless milk of the Word.
Amen.
So that what? So that we may grow.
Amen.
Okay, the next word, it follows right after. If you have
tasted
that the Lord is good.
Tasted.
The Lord just, there's some light there. What is our taste?
Yeah.
Actually, this morning the Lord reminded me, am I just like the children of Israel? You know, in the wilderness, I want that cucumber, that leek, you know, the things that, you know. Oh, Lord Jesus, what is our taste?
Amen.
Actually, you know, brothers and sisters, you could find out what your taste is. Actually, recently, the Lord touched me. You know, I think probably Android has this function too. You swipe a little bit and you can see your time usage, and especially on the different apps that you go to, how much time. I'm just saying this was what happened to me recently.
Mm.
The Lord brought me to that function, and I had to repent.
Mm.
Lord, I spent too much time
Amen.
In that app.
Right.
Lord, did I need to spend that much time doing that?
Yeah.
You know, it's all there.
Amen.
You know, these devices, they track everything, right? And so it's a reflection of what my taste
yeah.
is. Actually,
yeah.
it could also track how much time I'm in. The Bible app.
yeah.
And when you compare, I just have to confess, Lord, am I really redeeming my time?
Amen.
Right? Do I still have so much taste for the cucumbers and the leeks and all the other stuff?
Yes.
Oh, if we have tasted that the Lord is good. And I just feel like, brothers and sisters, we have to, actually, we could develop our taste. You know, it's not an overnight thing, but, you know, when we just start a little, and I'll finish with this. It actually starts with our love. I appreciate it from the outline. All spiritual experiences start with love from our heart.
Amen.
We might not have a taste because our heart is not there.
Yeah.
Right? When we say, Lord Jesus, I love you. And in the spoken message, that was our encouragement. You might not feel like it, but the more you say, Lord, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, I love you. Then our heart is turned. Then we have a heart for these things. Then we have a taste for these things. Right? So it's so good before we come to the Word. We spend some time, Lord, I love you. I really like this verse. This was brought to me. Psalm 119:48. I will lift up my hand to your commandments, which I love.
Amen.
And I will muse upon your precepts.
Yes.
So there's two things in this verse. The commandments, which I love. Right? We love the Word of God.
Amen.
And because we love the Word of God, we lift up our hands. That means we welcome the Word.
Amen.
That means the Word could come to us, not just as a nourishment, but even we welcome it in a way to what? To convict us, right? To instruct us, to teach us, right? We allow the Word to shine on us, right? To even judge us. when we lift up our hands to the Word, which we love, this allows the Word, right, which is Christ embodied, to come in and to move into every part of our heart.
Amen.
Right? And practically, that's how we can grow in life. And in this second half, I will muse upon your precepts.
Amen.
Actually, this is the last point. You know, there's 4 points in that outline on how we can grow. Right. The last point is we need to take the Word by all means of prayer. And especially this word muse, right, which means careful consideration. Right. And actually, not just the time in the morning, but even throughout the day, right, we could call up the Word.
Yeah.
We could muse upon it a little bit more, right? Like the first day this past week, on Monday, right, we see that He's given to us precious and exceedingly great promises.
Amen.
I just remember that Monday this past week. Oh, precious!
Yeah,
oh, the promises!
Amen.
Lord, You've given me everything I need!
Amen.
Right? And then we can recall, what are some of the promises? Anyways, we don't have time to get into that. But the burden is, brothers and sisters, oh, we could muse. Let's not let these things go so easily.
Amen.
Right? Throughout the day, let's dwell. Continue to eat, masticate the Word of God. Right? So that the Lord can have a way to permeate and saturate every part of our building. And the result is, right, the building. And this building, we can see, in function, is actually the priesthood.
Amen.
And I really appreciate this was brought out. This priesthood is what? It's for the service. It's for the priestly service. And one important priestly service is to tell out the virtues.
Yes.
Right? And this is really a matter of the gospel. And I just feel like in these days, you know, actually even in right now, right, you know, the brothers made mention of this new change. We have an increase of traffic. And, you know, I think a lot of brothers, we were fellowshipping. And, you know, in some ways, it will make our life more complicated. But I just have the burden. Oh, this is an opportunity.
Amen.
That we can tell out the virtues of the One who has brought us out of darkness into light.
Amen.
Right? And I can testify, saints, actually, when we're enjoying the Lord, actually something can just flow out very spontaneously.
Amen.
And this past week, actually, just because I'm here in the meeting hall, you know, I had just a few opportunities. Actually, brothers and sisters, when you see the gentleman outside, he's security, working security, he's a dear brother. His name is Robinson. Okay? And we can have fellowship with him.
Yeah, I bet.
And, you know, we could share with him something that we enjoy. Right? We could do this in a very spontaneous and organic way.
Amen.
And this way, the Lord, His desire for all men to be saved, right, to come to the full knowledge of truth can be what carried out through us, right, by the priesthood of the gospel. So anyways, what a wonderful word that we have seen, and I feel like this is for our application and our experience, right? May we enjoy more of Christ as life through the Word, so that the Lord can gain the building, and so that we could be those who tell out His wonderful virtues
Amen.
To all the ones around us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.